Hey, you're listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer.
And we're your hosts, Mike Miles and Jake Reynes. All right, Jake, so today we're talking about task management.
All right, task management. Yeah, I think this is actually a really good place to pick up from where we left off last week when we talked about goals.
Yeah, it's definitely a good continuation of the sort of topics we've been bringing up.
Mm-hmm. So today specifically, we're going to cover task management systems, why they're important. We'll give you guys a glimpse into the system that Mike and I use on our day-to-day, and we'll talk about some actual tools and resources that you can learn from too.
I think one of the most interesting things from this episode is the differences in our two systems, but also the similarities.
Yes. I think high level, they're actually very similar, but the way we go about them granularly is different.
Which I think our listeners will be able to relate to as well.
Yes, I agree. I think people will be able to find some sort of balance in between. And I hope you guys can take away something from this.
Enjoy.
All right. What's up, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. Jake, how you doing?
I am doing well. I had one of those days where I've been working on this code issue for several hours now, and I'm making no progress. So I'm glad to get away from the programming and sit down and talk to you.
Sometimes you have to step away from things to get a fresh look at it.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Every once in a while I have those times, and I'll try to just go home, and sometimes I'll work more and I'll just get nowhere and I get frustrated and I lose sleep, and then I come in the next day and I fix it in 5 minutes.
Sleeping on it, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night like, I know I'm going to fix that.
Yep.
What do you call that? Code dreams? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I have code dreams where they're not actually something that I could describe to someone who doesn't code, but it's almost like you're not a person. Or at least to me, I feel like I am not tangible or in any sort of real environment. Like I am in some weird realm, some dimension where I am interacting with code, thinking programmatically in loops. It makes no sense. It does not make for a good night's sleep.
So you're Neo and you're in the Matrix.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
To go back, you know, you were stuck on a couple hours on that code problem. If you were doing something like the Pomodoro method, you'd only be stuck on it for 25 minutes and you'd step away to get a fresh look at it.
Okay, so I've heard of this method. This is the method where I spend a window of time on something and then I stop and take a break, reflect.
Yeah, basically that. There's a little more to it, but that's the general gist. So why don't we step back from that and talk about what we're going to discuss today?
All right, yeah, that sounds good. So we're going to talk about task management today. And that seems like kind of a broad technique, but I think we can provide some interesting insights as to how to stay organized, why it's important. And on top of that, it's also a good continuation of the topic we discussed last week.
Yeah, definitely. Because last week, just to recap for anyone who hasn't listened to the episode, one, go back and listen to it. You don't necessarily have to for this, but it's a pretty good episode. But it was about goals and goal writing, and part of it was breaking it down into individual tasks. And I think task management and be able to figure out what you're going to do in which order is very important for development. I mean, life in general, but definitely for development.
Totally agree. And I think this is good for you as an individual trying to get your own goals done. And it's also good as a manager who is looking to help their team get things done. And sometimes I know, like with some of these task management methods, sometimes you just have an aha moment and you're like, oh man, if I did this every day, I will get so much more done. And really, I think it just comes down to organization and diligently sticking to a system that you've set up for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. That can be the hardest part of it, is coming up with that system that works for you, because there's so many different ways and methods for task management. To find the one that you can easily set up in a repeatable pattern is best for you, and you'll get the most done.
Totally. You want to start like real basic, maybe like lists. Lists in general, I think, are
a decent
task management. And I know list is a very general concept, but you could have something as simple as a grocery list, because that's how you go to the store and you buy food that you don't want to forget to buy a certain ingredient.
So grocery list actually tends to be the term people use for like a really basic one-level list, just write down what you need, mm-hmm. sort of task management system. I totally agree that it's the most basic out of most methods that are out there that people talk about for development, but it's the most straightforward as well and easiest to check and use.
Let me ask you this. Maybe a good way to kind of kick this off would be to start by talking about how we stay organized, and then we can, I think we can learn from each other, people can learn from us, and then we can also talk about some other effective methods, like you mentioned the Pomodoro, and I'm sure there's some others
that we can touch on. Yeah, definitely. What do you use personally for task management? Like, how do you go about it?
All right, so I have a couple different things. I think that a lot of the ideas you have or a lot of things you want to add to a list kind of happens on the fly every day. Maybe you've heard of the app OmniFocus.
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
So I used to use OmniFocus. It's a great tool. The one thing that turned me off is that once it updated, I had to pay for it again. And I know, but the developers worked really hard on it, and they did a great job. But I had to buy it for my tablet and then my phone, and then I got a new computer, and I had to get a new license for it. And eventually, someone was telling me about Wunderlist, and it is a free app that syncs between all of your devices. And it's very similar to OmniFocus. You add things to your inbox. You have the notion of categories. You can organize them, check them off. Whatever, it's just a really nice interface for a simple to-do list. And let's pin inbox. Let's come back to that because I want to talk about inbox. Another thing that I do, and this is a cool trick that I heard about in another podcast. Someone called it the three things rule. You need to decide three things on any given day that you're going to do to make that day a success. So what the suggestion was to take three post-it notes, write what you needed to do on that day. And you have that on your desk every morning. So you come in and these are the three things that you need to do every day to make today a success.
So do you write those things like that morning? Do you write them the night before you leave?
Night before,
okay.
Mm-hmm. For me, they're not necessarily just work-related things that I do in the office. They're also personal things that I want to do. So that really helps keep me on track. And then finally, a system that I wanted to talk about, and this is the most effective, at least for the way I operate. It actually started at the beginning of the year. I bought a new Moleskine weekly planner, and it's very simple. You open up, and on any spread, there is your 7 calendar days with little boxes, and then there on the right side is just plain lined paper. And so what I do on the right side is I just write everything that I want to get done that week. It could be as big, as small as possible, and I try to be specific so that it's not just just general pipe dreams. And then on the left side, I take those things and I map them to a day or a time within that day. And that doesn't necessarily make me accountable for every single minute or hour that happens in the day, but I look at each day as an opportunity to kind of make progress on that thing. And then that doesn't take up the entire right side of the spread, so it's maybe a little bit difficult to visualize. But then for each day, I write a bulleted list of everything that I did that day. It's become a nightly routine for me, and I really enjoy it because it allows me to kind of reflect on my day and look back and see, all right, today was a really productive day. Then the next day may not be so productive, and then I can kind of think about why was it not so productive.
So that reminds me, a system I used to follow, I did it for about 2 years, big, thick little Moleskine that I had next to my bedside table, similar to what you're talking about, but at the end of the day, every day I had to write down three positive things that happened that day. Just a way to, because it's easy to remember the bad things that happened your day, like, oh, that was so annoying that happened. And it's harder to remember the positive things, completely aside, because that just helped me readjust my outlook in life to every day is positive and there's good things every day. But it reminded me of that. Just wanted to add that.
No, and that's good. And I think you make a good point. When you are trying to get things done deliberately every day, sometimes it can become draining. It can be exhausting. Some days you have no motivation. Sometimes you get, you get down, whether it be the weather, if you're feeling under the weather. And I think reflecting on the positives instead of always trying to eliminate the negatives, I think that's it's good for your mental well-being.
And I think, so with your three things technique, it sounds like you're really setting up a repeatable system for yourself that's not too technical to implement so that you're able to build up a behavior around it.
And, just on that note of technical, I am more successful when I do it on paper by hand than I am when I have it living in my phone or on a device somewhere.
I think that's part of the society we live in, because everything digital, like on your phone, is so throwaway. But writing it, the act of that muscle memory really cements it into your brain. Okay, so you, every night, at the end of the day, you write down the three things, you put them on your laptop for the next day. At the end of the day, you write down a list of everything you've done. What do you do at the start of the next day?
So at the start of the next day, I will commit those three things to memory. I will then proceed throughout my day. Sometimes these are all things to do with work. Sometimes none of them are to do with work. So in that scenario, the day doesn't actually start until I get home from work. But I make an effort to go to my notebook once I get home, and I review what I had planned or laid out for myself that day. And sometimes I make some on the fly adjustments. I'll be like, actually this is not an appropriate week to do this, so I'm going to write this over. I'm going to bump this ahead till next week. Sometimes I will be ahead of the week and I'll be able to cross things off for the next day. So it's kind of a balancing act. So yeah, I review when I get home, and then I'll generally go to work, do more in the afternoon to accomplish those goals. And then finally at the end of the week, I make it a routine on Sunday night to sit down and actually plan for the next week.
Okay, gotcha. Now, is there any system you use specifically during the day for development, for keeping track of the tasks you have to do that day?
No, and admittedly, that is something that I would like to get better at. Right. So I know that these are things that you have done, and I've seen other people around the office do them. So I'm actually anxious to learn a little bit more about those systems. All right. So, with that said, let's bounce over to you. Why don't you tell us about your system?
All right. So it's a system that's a mixture of a bunch of different methods that I've read. Some of it aligns with what you actually do, and some of it's different. So every morning, usually on my commute to work, I write out basic grocery list of the tasks that I want to do that day. Well, actually, the tasks that I want to complete that I can think of. And what I actually do is, the tool I use is Evernote. It's just really simple for me. It syncs to multiple devices. Unfortunately, now for the free plan, which I use, you can only sync it to two devices. But so I sync it to my laptop and my cell phone. So what I do with my list is I actually prioritize tasks, and I have a numbering system. And it's a checklist of tasks, and if I think something has to be done today, I prefix it with a 1, and then I list out a little detail about what that task is. If it's something that I could do today but I don't have to do today, it gets a 2. And if it's something that can be done later in the week, it gets a 3. So every morning on the train, I look at my list from the day before, see what tasks I didn't complete, reorganize them if I need to, bring them over to my task list for today, and fit them in where it needs to be. So if something was a 2 yesterday and I really need it done like before tomorrow, it becomes a 1 today. I add it to my list.
I like how you weight them.
Yeah.
You prioritize them. That's awesome. And are you doing this by hand, or is this on your computer?
It's on my cell phone. It's very convenient because then it syncs up. So one of the problems I had, I like using, writing it out, but that's something if I forget my notebook, I don't have it with me, and in the past when I've handwritten it, I've fallen out of the habit really quickly because it's just, I don't have the pen and paper in front of me all the time and I can't write the things down. Mm-hmm. So what I do use pen and paper for, that Evernote list, that's my daily tasks, and I can get more into then how I handle those. On a wider spectrum, I have a Moleskin and a notebook that I use for capturing my grand ideas that I want to do at some point. And so this kind of comes from the getting things done methodology, where the one phrase for that from the creator David Allen is, your mind is for having ideas, not for holding them. So when I have these big ideas like, oh, I'd like to build that app, or I'd like to find someone to fix my roof in my house, I write it down in my notebook, and so I can just let that thought go from my head, and I can get back to focusing what I'm working on, so I'm just not juggling thoughts around. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like doing, and then revisiting that at a later point.
That's awesome. Yeah, that book, this is David Allen's Getting Things Done.
Yeah.
I believe it's called. We'll put a link in the show notes. This book is fantastic. And I remember when I first discovered it a couple of years ago, I actually bought 10 copies around the holidays to give away as gifts to everyone I knew, because it was just such a life-changing book for me. A lot of great content in this book, so definitely recommend reading it. As to what you were saying, Mike, about getting it out of your head, I think that is a big part of feeling organized. And you need to find someone to repair your roof. You want to go to Paris in 5 years. There are just so many things that any one person could want to do. And I think having those all organized, doing a big brain dump, finding what do you want to do in 5 years? What do you need to accomplish next week? What groceries do you need to buy? Do you need to cash your rent check, or whatever? It's just good to get all those things out of your head.
And I think all developers can relate to getting interrupted multiple times throughout the day and getting tasked with more and more tasks as the day goes on. And you really want to sit there and focus on one thing, right? So with the getting things done methodology, as soon as someone comes to you like, oh, hey, I need you to work on this bug after your current task. Write that down so you're not constantly thinking, all right, I have to finish this so I can get to the bug. So I'm going to finish this task, look to see what's next on my list, and then just focus on that one item. So it's even just letting things flow through your brain so that they're just not getting in the way of the task you're currently working on.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a real kind of mental satisfaction that happens subconsciously when you have a list and you're moving your way through it. I love that feeling. You know, sometimes you write down things you've already done just to check them off.
Now that can be dangerous to do. It's almost like a false positive of, all right, I'm going to create a list. I'm going to put the first three things or things I've done today. I mean, it is really satisfying to check that off. The danger is you feel more accomplished than you have been, so you may slack off on the later tasks. And I've seen that happen to people. It's happened to me as well. So definitely a good way to jumpstart yourself, maybe having the first one, like, create a list. All right, I did that.
Yeah, that's definitely good advice. One other thing that I like about one of the many things I like about the getting things done methodology is also the two-minute rule. And the two-minute rule is quite simple. David Allen states, if it takes less than 2 minutes, then just do it now. Now, obviously, you don't want to just think of something that's going to take less than 2 minutes and break the flow you're already in. But it's one of those things where if you are, you know, writing down a bunch of stuff and you're about to start a big task and you don't want to interrupt yourself throughout that, it can help to just kind of go through your list and say, okay, do I just need to reply to this email really quickly? Then just going to do it now. Yep. Do I need to buy tickets to something? Just do it now.
Yep. So that also goes with how I set up my daily to-do tasks with that weighted grocery list. It's a little bit based off of a system Michael Lopp. He's a manager and software developer. So from his book, Being Geek, the Software Developer's Career Handbook, which he just released version 3 of it. Awesome, awesome book. He has what he calls the trickle list. So he actually doesn't believe in prioritizing tasks because you're artificially prioritizing. And what is important now may not be important 2 days from now. So his trickle list is basically three buckets, and it's things I could do today, things I could do, I think it's like tomorrow, and things I'm never going to get done. That's where you put your task as you're thinking of them to really figure out in your brain where the priority is without giving each individual one priority. It's a really interesting system.
Oh, all right, cool. I'm not sure if I've read that book or not.
All right, I have it on my desk.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to you.
We'll put that in the show notes too.
Yeah. So to go back to what I do, so I use Michael Lopp's trickle list along with the grocery list method, and I just work through those tasks, and as the day comes along and my development tasks get handed to me, I add them to the list and reprioritize them based off what else I have on there. And so I'm constantly checking my to-do list throughout the day and checking things off or adding things or reorganizing things. But I try to keep it, especially when I first write in the morning, no longer than 9 items. Because anything longer than that, it's not realistic that I'm going to complete them. And it just makes it feel like way overburdensome to look at a list that long, like 10 or plus items, be like, I'm not going to get all these things done today. And it's a little demotivational. So keeping the list short, I find, really keeps me amped up and excited to complete and check things off.
Mm-hmm. Now, how often would you say, you mentioned throughout the day that you're kind of revisiting this list and balancing and making adjustments, crossing mm-hmm. things off the list. How many times a day would you say you do that?
I'd say I probably check it 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay, so not too much to become like burdensome.
No, it's not burdensome. It's usually first thing in the morning I check it. Then I check it mid-morning at some point, check it during lunch, mid-afternoon, and then at the end of the workday. And then I may check it at home because it'll be a mixture of personal and professional things.
I like that a lot. And it's been working out for you?
Oh, yeah. It's been working great for me. So another thing I do with my development tasks specifically is I follow a personal Kanban board. And so Kanban, what it is, you basically have 3 swim lanes. One is to-do, doing, done. And I take my items that are specifically for my development tasks or my managerial tasks, put them in the to-do column, and then I move them over. I just pick which one I want to do next, and I put it in the doing. And then when I complete that, put it in done, and then move to the next one.
Now, are you doing that via personal Kanban?
I don't use the website. I just use the method. But yeah, personalkanban.com, that's where I learned about it. There's a lot of different tools where you can actually do it. But for Kanban, I like Post-it notes and paper.
Nice and rudimentary.
Yeah, nice and rudimentary. Have it in front of me. It's one of those satisfying things where it's, you know, it's satisfying to check something off a list, but it's satisfying to take that Post-it note and move it from doing to done. And what I like about that system is that I am picking the next priority task based on how I'm feeling at that moment. So the next thing I think has to get done is going to get done, and I'm going to pull that off.
Cool. I like that. I remember a couple of weeks ago, Mike and I were part of a Hackfest, and the team was just ready to jump in and get our hands dirty with code. And Mike was like, wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
Let's break this down a little bit.
Pulled out the big Post-it paper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we used was a Kanban board on that project. And it's just so people can pick up the next thing that's to do and build it. And you can kind of start thinking about those tasks of which one you have to do first that informs the other ones and kind of order it that way.
Yeah, totally. It's an interesting system to think about using it for yourself. If you look at it in kind of a different context, we use things like Trello or Jira to manage and flow things through swim lanes, whether it be in an agile way or just kind of a general waterfall task management way. Accomplishing things in your life or in you know, your day-to-day is really no different than being part of a bigger project.
Yeah, I definitely think using a system, so either Kanban or Scrum, with a team and a tool such as Trello or Jira or any other tool like that, really helps get a sense of what the team needs to do and how they can do it and keep everyone informed. Plus, there are additional metrics you can track to really see how your team functions and what they can handle. I like using that on my projects. You know, we use Jira. So especially with Jira, user stories or whatever sort of tasks, and just tracking the team in sprints to see what the capacity is, where bottlenecks are, and how we can improve our process.
Definitely. Great system. I love it too. And then I think another good system worth mentioning perhaps is just the use of a calendar. I think there's nothing wrong with dedicating blocks ahead of time for you to sit down and do something. It takes a little bit of discipline to stick to your calendar that rigorously, but if you can get into that habit, I go in and out of that habit, to be honest. It's not something I've managed to keep up with for months on end, but sometimes I'll go through a phase where I really rely on what I plan out for myself ahead of time. That's another good system to use. And then what I also kind of meant when I wrote down calendar for these discussion points is not just getting too caught up in the day-to-day of planning out your tasks and crossing things off your to-do list, but also looking at it in a bigger picture. And this kind of goes back to what we talked about in regards to goals last week. I mentioned, like, at the end of the week, I'll look at my planner, review, and then plan out things for the next week. But I think it also helps to kind of look at things almost at a much larger scale, mm-hmm. even if it's like a year, reviewing things weekly, but then also reviewing things at a more bird's eye view, monthly or quarterly, and then doing a big year-end review. It kind of really helps track progress. It feels good. You're able to find your efficiencies and kind of really capitalize on them. And then it also identifies inefficiencies and you can work towards fixing them. And then obviously it definitely helps inform your goals for the following year.
So with using a calendar, are you talking about like setting start and end dates for like big overarching tasks? Or are you setting like milestones, like on this day, check to make sure that we've accomplished so much by this point? How are you talking about using it?
So what I do is I put quarterly meetings on my calendar, meetings with myself. I invite myself and I show up and I know on that day I will take an hour to sit down and look at what I have done in the past 3 months. And I also set goals for what I want to get done over the course of the entire year, but I break it down by annual quarters. So for this year, for example, I wanted to actually have my newsletter set up by the end of Q1. So I actually, you know, at the end of Q1, when I had that review meeting, I had specific criteria, whether or not I had accomplished it. And it's just a great way to hold yourself accountable. It's not something you have to go crazy with, you know, inviting yourself to meetings and whatnot. But.
No, I like that idea of putting things down the calendar and coming up with long-term goals that then you put down spots in the calendar, you break it down into smaller pieces, and then not necessarily on your calendar, it sounds like, but it trickles into your three things technique, your day-to-day, you're working on something towards that like quarter goal.
Yep, exactly. And what really works well in doing that is you spend your days and your weeks kind of in the weeds, getting done what you're trying to get done, and you're thinking on a much shorter scale, even though that what you're working towards is on a much bigger scale.
So what that reminds me of is in terms of why managing your own tasks is important in general, especially in development, is it's easy to, you know, if you have to build functionality to go off the deep end, quote unquote deep end, and just start writing a function and then writing code that works off of that, like things you don't necessarily need to do to accomplish your goals. You just get stuck on this train of thought and you go down the rabbit hole of writing all these additional functionality pieces that you don't need to do to accomplish your goal. And so having those check-ins, even if it's on a daily basis for the functionality you're writing, keeps you in check of what you need to accomplish for a particular endpoint.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. It's so applicable to code. You can always want to go through and fix something that could have been done better, but sometimes you need to prioritize. You need to prioritize and do the things that are going to get you to the end, and then time permitting, you can always improve.
Right, and going back to either if you're working by yourself on an independent project or with a team, using tools like Trello or Jira to track those tasks and as you want to work on them in a priority order. So if it's like, this would be an awesome function to have, write the little ticket for it, put it in the backlog, and then prioritize it when you have the time to do it, and just focus on things that are the highest priority at that moment.
Exactly.
And I also want to go back with your calendar. It was interesting, as you're explaining it, it definitely reminded me of what we were talking about, the getting things done method. It's like you're taking these big overarching quarterly goals and you're writing them down and then you're forgetting them. Like you're not wasting energy reminding yourself about them, but you're focusing on the day-to-day or weekly tasks that are make up those. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to see how that applies on so many different levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And just bringing it back full circle, I know I had like originally pinned the idea of an inbox much earlier in the show. The idea of the inbox was actually, I learned about this from David Allen's book as well, the Getting Things Done book. You have this idea of an inbox, and that's where you just kind of dump your random thoughts throughout the day. And then you then later categorize them into other systems. So again, full circle, you start with these small little tasks, you put them into more actionable steps, and then you know these become part of a much larger overarching goal.
So I haven't used that technique at all. I'm going to have to look into it.
No, it's awesome. So it comes with the OmniFocus. It's actually built into the OmniFocus software. And then also with Wunderlist, they have that idea as well. It's just your inbox, and you can then later categorize them. Just good to add things in on the fly.
Yeah, I like that, especially if it's something where it syncs up and you can constantly keep track of it. That for myself, that's important to do, or else I'm not going to develop the habit. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. We've talked about grocery list for task management, Kanban. Let's talk a little bit more about Pomodoro.
Yes.
We can talk that.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
And one of the things I wanted to get into specifically about Pomodoro, when you're developing, it's easy to fall into the rabbit hole and just keep working one piece. So having tasks broken out in priorities can help with that, as well as time boxing yourself. And that's where the Pomodoro technique is really helpful, because it prevents you from, I don't want to say wasting, but just it prevents you from spending more time than you need to on a particular task. So maybe I'll just recap at a high level what the Pomodoro technique basically is. You set yourself a time box to work on a task. Typically, it tends to be 25 minutes. And if you want to, you can actually buy a timer that's shaped like a tomato. Because that's what Pomodoro is, right?
Yeah, Pomodoro is a kind of tomato.
Okay. I don't eat tomatoes, so I don't know. So you buy yourself a timer, or you use some sort of timer to set a limit, typically 25 minutes. You just go as hard as you can for those 25 minutes, just focus on that one task. When the time's up, you take a 5-minute break, you come back to it, you either continue on that task if you haven't completed it, or you go to something else, take another 5-minute break. And then after, I think it's 4 or 5 of those blocks, you take a longer break, like 15 to 30 minutes. And it's a way to put blinders on and get into what developers like to call the zone without getting lost in the zone, because there's a lot of problems with that. Because there's maybe you take a break, you check your email, you talk to your project manager or whoever you need to talk to reconnect with the rest of the team, and then you go back to doing the task that you're focused on. And so it really helps you get into that zone without getting lost in it.
I like that a lot. I'm definitely going to try that out, because I think that's definitely where one of my weaknesses are. I will endlessly work on something until I am satisfied with it. I mean, how would you account for things like unexpected interruptions?
An unexpected interruption, someone comes over to you, says, hey, I really need your attention. Either if you can put it off and say, all right, I'm going to make a note, I'll talk to you after I'm done with this task and then get back into it. Or if it's, you know, use your judgment, if it's higher priority, figuring out how to switch gears and still taking that 5 minutes for your context switching in your head to be like, all right, explain your problem. I'm going to give you this much time. and then I can focus on it.
I like that. I think everyone differs in regards to how well they can kind of manage time or keep track of it. Even everyone with the best of intentions behaves differently. So I think this is a good way to kind of put it's not like a rigid system, but it's definitely a little bit more structured than just going at it.
Yeah, because it's easy. It's really easy for someone to come over to interrupt you, and you just constantly are switching from jumping from topic, item to item, and you don't get anything done. Because humans, whether we think we are or not, we are not good at multitasking. We are not built for multitasking, unfortunately. Some people are just better at context switching than others, but it's a way better system to focus on one thing at a time.
Cool. And I know there's also, and I haven't tried this myself, but from my understanding, there's also an app that you can get. It's just like a little toolbar app that you can get from Mac. It has like a Pomodoro system built into it.
Yeah,
maybe we can get, I'll dig that up and we can put that in the show notes as well.
Definitely. Yeah, and there's a book on it. There's a whole lot of things behind the Pomodoro technique. And all these techniques, actually, and these methods have a lot around them. One thing I was going to talk about, going back to your calendar, I know you use it for longer-term tasks, like weeks or months out. Sometimes I find it helpful as a developer to use my calendar to set blocks of time that no one can interrupt me. So when I know I need a half hour to spend on a project or spend on a particular task without interruptions, I will book that half hour in my schedule so that no one comes over and thinks it's free time and that they schedule a meeting or they come bother me. And I may even leave my desk and go hide in a corner to do my work. And I find that's a really good way to prevent people from interrupting you when you don't need to be, because they'll see on your calendar you're busy and they won't come and bother you.
Wow, a lot of good stuff today.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing from this is there's no one task management system or method to use. I think it's using a bunch of them in a way that works best for yourself.
Yep, definitely. And I think trial and error is a great way to experiment. Try these things and just see what works best for you and take a look back and see what made you the most efficient.
Yeah, I definitely think giving a system at least 3 days to test it, to see how it works for you, really gives you a better understanding than just trying it for one day. Because if you just do something for one day, it's going to be hard to stick to. But after 3 days, you'll know if you're really struggling with that and what changes you need to make it easier on yourself. So, Jake, why is task management important?
So task management is important because if you're not managing your tasks, then you probably don't have tasks. And if you don't have tasks, you're probably not getting a lot done. So I think a good way to deliberately make progress on your goals and your day-to-day to-dos is to have some sort of organizational system that is going to allow you to accomplish things in the most efficient way possible. So, Mike, what are some different methods of task management that we discussed today?
All right, a couple of methods for task management. The first one is the grocery list method, which is just listing out in a straight list, either prioritized or not, the things you have to accomplish. There is personal Kanban, which is having three swim lanes, a to-do, in progress, and a done, and using post-it notes or digitally to manage those tasks. There's the Pomodoro technique, which is breaking up your time into chunks of 25 minutes, focusing on a single task for that chunk of time, taking a break, and then going back to either that task or the next one. There's getting things done, which is getting things, the thoughts out of your head, written down so you don't have to worry about juggling them and just focusing on one thing at a time. And then there's things like using a calendar to focus on long-term goals and have regular check-ins with yourself to see how you're doing with your tasks. So, Jake, how about some tools that you can use to manage your tasks?
All right, so there's Evernote. Evernote is just kind of a great free online text editor. You can sync it between your devices. We have Trello and Jira, which I'm sure a lot of developers that listen to this are probably familiar with those tools for just general project task management, but they can also be applied to your life. There's also Wunderlist, which is a great free app you can get on your various devices and your desktop. It is free. I believe there's also a paid version. And then there's also OmniFocus, which is a little bit more sophisticated than Wunderlist if you're the kind of person that really likes to get granular with your to-do lists. OmniFocus is actually based off of the getting things done methodology that we've been talking about throughout the show. So again, we'll include that in the show notes, but Getting Things Done by David Allen, great read. And then we also talked about recaps and adding things to your calendar and just kind of keeping a higher level bird's eye view on your overall progress, not just getting too caught up getting the smaller things done.
And finally, we discussed that there's no one system that is the best system. It's using them in combination in a way that works best for you and finding that combination in experimenting. So I'd also say there's a lot of methods and tools and tasks that we haven't covered today that I'm sure some of our listeners use that I'd love to hear about and see what works for other people.
Yeah, definitely. Please share with us and we can share back with the community.
Yeah, what do you use to manage your tasks and to get things done every day or every week or every year? What systems do you find that work personally for yourself and for your team?
And Mike, one more question. Where can people go to find us online?
So people can go to developingup.com. They can find us on Twitter at the DevUp Podcast. I think that's all right now.
Yeah, and if you're enjoying the show, please write in. Let us know what you guys think. Comments, suggestions, criticism is totally welcome. And if this has helped you, maybe leave us a review in the iTunes store.
Yeah, leave us a review on iTunes. Leave a comment on the page for this episode. Tweet back at us. Share it with your friends and fellow developers.
All right. Well, this has been a great episode. Thank you guys for joining us. We will talk to you next week.